This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Democratic Iowa Congressman Dave Loebsack announced just 1 month ago that he would retire at the end of his current term. A couple people have already filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to replace him, including a woman with a background in agriculture, education, and politics. Rita Hart of Wheatland, Iowa, is a farmer and a retired educator. She taught junior high and high school English for more than 20 years. She's also a former state senator, and she was the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor last fall. Hart says she is running for Congress because she wants to serve the people of the 2nd Congressional District.
I want to make sure that the people of this district have a voice from somebody who understands what they're facing and is willing to get in there and try to find some solutions that fit our situation.
Hart says her top priorities include education and rural economic development. She says the two go hand in hand in Iowa.
As we work to strengthen the community colleges and work with the local businesses and the different opportunities that exist to provide that skilled worker opportunity that will help people to get a better wage and therefore help the entire community.
Hart hopes to start traveling the roughly 24 counties in the 2nd District soon to meet voters and hear their ideas and concerns. The primary in Iowa is June 2nd of next year. The other person who has filed for the seat is Republican Thomas Kedley. He's the mayor of Osceola. Tri-State's Public Radio has asked Kedley for an interview. We're waiting to hear back from him. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.